future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's show is going to have a slightly different format. What we have decided to do is go back to a really great episode myself and Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, did with the Everything EOS guys, Rob Finch and Zach Gull. So hopefully you enjoy as much as we did making it with the guys. And hopefully get some value out of what we're saying, what we're talking about with regards to our approach, the community, and our journey so far. So with that in mind, let's get down to business and let's jump straight into it.
So we have two very special guests with us today from SVK Crypto. You've probably heard SVK Crypto mentioned on this podcast before. They are one of the recent VC funds to partner with Block One on their EOS VC project and their billion-dollar DApp fund. So Charles and Shane, thanks so much for joining us. If you could go ahead and do a quick introduction and let people know who you are, that'd be great.
Absolutely. My name is Charles Story. I'm head of strategic partnerships at SVK Crypto.
And I am Shane Kehoe, one of the co-founders of SVK Crypto. And I really just wanted to say, gentlemen, thank you so much, Zach and Rob. We've really been big fans of the show and we've known about ICO Alert for some time, but it's a real pleasure to be asked on. So thank you very much for taking the time.
Really appreciate the feedback. We're just trying to do what we can to add to the ES community because we've been excited about the project. I've been excited about it since the day I met Rob this past October. Rob's been in tune with it since Consensus last year, and yeah, he was hooked from the start. And whatever we could do to spread the word, because we see it as the future and the go-to Gen 3 blockchain.
Definitely, yeah. We're excited to talk with some other people who are as excited, if not more excited, about EOS than we are. So to get started, tell us a little bit, what is SVK Crypto, and how did you guys get started?
Sure. Well, SVK Crypto is an investment firm based here in the City of London. We deploy capital now in partnership with Block One. We have recently just structured a fund called Cryptagon EOS, and we are investing in early stage projects which will utilize the EOS-IO blockchain protocol. However, really, at the core of the business, we're passionate to the core. We are almost to the point of unhealthiness, so focused on cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. We absolutely love what we do, and we really realize early stages that it's not just about writing a check. It's about the community, and we really understood that from the very start of inception.
So I guess we like to know about the team behind the company. So what are the two of your backgrounds, and how did you both get started in crypto in the first place?
Sure. Let me kick it off. I've been an investment professional for going on almost 18 years. My last major role before setting up SVK Crypto was a portfolio manager at one of the largest hedge funds here in Europe. That hedge fund was called Bluecrest Capital Management. At one stage, we had about $35 billion of AUM. I was an equity portfolio manager, and we had about $9 billion of equity exposure, about $5 billion in Europe and US, and about $4 billion in emerging markets. My role as a portfolio manager was really actually to run their equity capital markets business. So looking at IPOs, which we realize is very similar to ICOs, as a portfolio manager running their equity capital markets business, I focused on deal flow globally. So all sectors, all sizes, a real kind of jack of all trades, but master of none. So at that stage, I also became the youngest managing partner in the firm's history. And my background has always been very much equity driven in investments. So that kind of covers where I was at. But now we're me personally focused on cryptocurrency and blockchain technology.
So I've been working with Shane and the co-founder Hugh Cochran for, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 years now. I'm head of strategic partnerships, worked with these guys since it feels like a long time now, but we've done a few different things. We've been focusing on crypto since late 2015, early 2016, and we got the bug early. And since then, we haven't stopped learning. We haven't stopped pushing ourselves to find out more. And at a very early stage, we found out about the community. And since then, our passion has ignited. And that's one of our core drives here at SVK Crypto.
That's awesome. And you guys mentioned, you know, in the past managing, you know, Yushane, billions and billions of dollars worth of assets. Other than the $50 million fund that you guys have in partnership with Block One, the makers of the EOS software, if anybody listening isn't familiar, what are the total funds or assets under management outside of that $50
million? Yeah, at this point in time, we remain laser focused on that $50 million fund. At this point, that fund hasn't closed yet. It's still open. My understanding is some of the other venture capital funds within the EOS VC have actually closed. So we're still open, which is great for accessibility. We could take that fund higher. We've had lots of indications of interest. London is a real buoyant investment opportunity with regards to crypto and blockchain right now. And we've actually been in several different talks from family offices and investment banks and high net worth individuals. That fund will probably close any time. But as we get into kind of August, a lot of people go away. But it is still open, and we may take that fund to a larger amount depending upon the indications of interest that we've had. But it's been phenomenal thus far.
That's awesome. So are you guys only focused on EOS projects right now? Am I hearing that correctly?
I mean, listen, at this point in time, we remain solely focused on building out the EOS IO ecosystem. Like you guys, we believe in the future of EOS. And am I right in thinking one of you gentlemen have a big bet on? Someone told me about $1,000 bet on EOS. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The $1 million EOS bet. If you search that on YouTube, you can take a look. I have a bet with a friend here at ICO Alert, Q, the VP of Business Development, that EOS will hit $1,000 by the end of the year. And it's $1 million bet. So we'll see how it goes.
Ooh, you guys are not messing around. You're playing for keeps.
Oh, definitely.
For you. So with your focus being completely on EOS projects, but SVK Crypto, you mentioned it began in 2015. Were you guys more Ethereum focused, or were you blockchain agnostic prior to the EOS and Block One partnership? Or what were you guys doing before that?
Yeah, initially, I think my focus was Bitcoin, and Bitcoin has always been that kind of gateway drug. And we really early on saw the price of Bitcoin move quite higher, especially after the Mt. Gox debacle. And for me, it didn't take me very long, probably about 30 seconds, to realize that digital assets, and in particular Bitcoin at the time, was looking to me and feeling to me like it was a digital gold, a store of value. So we bought Bitcoin very, very early on. Initially, it was proprietary capital. And for me, when I have a trade on, I become obsessed. I want to know everything about how it's going to work. I become obsessed with what could go wrong. I want to have a massive hunt for knowledge. And at that stage, we started to go out into the market and try to find out everything that we could about Bitcoin. And back in those days, it wasn't so easy to find out information. In fact, I think we ordered every book off Amazon that had anything blockchain or crypto or Bitcoin related to it. It was at that stage also then that we realized that there was a lot of meetups going on in the city of London. And we were intrigued by that. It was Charles who had pinpointed several meetups in Shoreditch and Hoxton. And the first question, I remember it so well, Charles, by the way, I was like, which investment bank and which hotel is it at? We later found out that it was actually in a basement flat in Shoreditch with basically 30 people, two dogs, people with tattoos, Bitcoin t-shirts. And it was on that night, a gentleman told me about a cryptocurrency token coin protocol that I couldn't even spell, let alone pronounce, called Ethereum. And we quickly moved from building a position in Bitcoin to Ethereum. And that was really, like, at this point, you were down the rabbit hole. There was no getting out. And it was just an amazing ride, a wonderful time to put the trade on. And since then, we've remained laser focused. Initially, of course, it was then moving on to the ICO market. We read a Harvard Business Review at the time, and it talked about ICOs. And I was just fascinated because of my background at Blue Crest Capital Management, looking at IPOs and looking around how the tokens were actually generated and where they were coming from. And we started to invest into some very early stage ICOs as well.
Are there any projects that you worked with that you want to share with us?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I list some of the projects that I really liked. QuantStamp was a really core holding for us. There was an amazing gentleman there called Richard Ma, who we became very friendly with. And, you know, Richard's verification of Ethereum smart contracts really hit home with us when you look at something like a VeriSign that sits in between the buyer and seller on something like an eBay. What other projects did you like, Charles, that you thought were really interesting early stage?
And shares, when that first came to market, that's something that definitely had our focus. That's now known, obviously, as NEO. But one of the things that really struck home with us was Dan Larimer's work in BitShares and Steam. When EOS came to market, when EOS.io was publicly announced, that was something that got us excited and something that we knew we had to look into further. Following Dan Larimer's work, we knew he was onto something good. And I think personally, he's going to be one of the future pioneers of the space, and he already is in many ways as well.
That's awesome. So you guys mentioned you kind of went that traditional route. You went Bitcoin to Ethereum to ICOs like many others did. I like that comparison of Bitcoin kind of being that gateway drug. And then you obviously found EOS when it was announced at Consensus in 2017. What features of the EOS.io software are you all both interested in and excited about? What is it that piques your interest about EOS that nobody else is doing?
Well, the first thing that would come to mind would be scalability. I think as well, user-friendly account features such as account names in the form of usernames rather than public keys, and account recovery features as well. The other side of the table, which would be ease to develop utilizing WebAssembly, you can write C++, C#, Rust, amongst others, which is important because there are millions of developers out there who know how to program in these languages. And this gives them the ability to build onto the protocol and basically build applications and build out onto that. And it makes it a bit easier for everyone in the ecosystem.
So you guys found EOS quite early, around the time it was announced at Consensus. At what point did the talks begin about working with Block One? Was that not until later, whenever kind of the funding really started to accelerate later in 2017? Or when did that start?
Yeah, that was you know, more towards the end of 2017. Initially, actually, it was a mutual contact who introduced us to Brendan Blumer. He thought that we would definitely get on with what Brendan Blumer's insight was and what they were building. At that stage, we weren't too familiar with what they were looking to do with regards to ESVC, and it became apparent meeting Brendan and his ability to listen and have a deep knowledge and understanding. He's one of the most amazing characters. He's one of the most amazing visionaries. He's one of the most amazing CEOs that I've met in the space. And instantly, we got along. He took us through what their plans were. We were just fascinated with the vision and how they understood the space and the planning that they had with regards to the VC arm of EOS. And I remember very clearly after the meeting, he turned around and said, "Let's get it done." And you leave a lot of meetings in the space with people saying, "Let's get it done." But Brendan was a man of his word. And 2 days later, we got in contact with Brian Mailer from Block One, and we started the process of becoming into partnership with Block One. And we're just so delighted, and we share the same values, and we are in an amazing group of syndicate with the likes of Galaxy Digital and Tomorrow BC and FinLab AG and EOS Global. It's a real privilege to be up there with some of the smartest minds and some of the most, you know, experienced venture capital guys. And I think SVK Crypto being in London, we certainly do bat above our weight. But what we do really realize is that we have an amazing community approach here in London, and we've been working harder than anybody to bring that community together. And there's a real value add on that, because it's not just necessarily about writing checks. It's really about having that community, and the community being all the way to early stage devs. We've made a really big push into looking at universities, into understanding the universities that have different blockchain courses, understanding the different programmers and devs that are sitting within the different alumni in the different courses, in the different colleges, and really going out and connecting with them and supporting them all the way up to projects that are in London, all the way up to larger companies that are looking to adopt the blockchain, and all the way up to institutional investors which are looking to move in. So it was at a perfect time, because up until then, guys, we weren't really looking at taking in any external capital. I mean, we were very well funded internally, and we had obviously done very, very well with the move up in the market. But it was an opportunity that we couldn't give up, and we're so happy, because we really believe, with especially with the recent hires that we've seen over at Block One, with Mike Alexander coming on board, who's ex-CEO of Jefferies Hong Kong, and also quite recently with Peter Thiel, Lewis Bacon from Moore Capital, and Alan Howard from Brevan Howard, it really are building out a powerhouse of an investment vehicle, and we couldn't be happier to be in partnership with those guys.
Yeah, Block One really is building, you know, not just under the Block One team and all the people that they're hiring there, but through ESVC, it seems like they're really sort of assembling, you know, the Avengers of crypto here, all the greatest minds. And yeah, exactly. The dream team, the greatest minds in, you know, VC worldwide. It's interesting you talk about that conversation with Brendan, and how at the end he says, you know, let's get it done. And you immediately jumped into these negotiations with Block One for this fund. For those of us that are sort of sitting on the outside of all of this, were there any stipulations outlined by Block One for use of the funds? Were there, you know, specifications on, hey, we want you to target this specific market or this specific vertical, or is it just kind of you guys invest in what you want to invest in?
Yeah, I can't really talk about Block One, but I can definitely talk about SVK. And it was a real simple mandate: invest in great people building cool products that are going to use the EOSIO protocol. That's it. Now make it happen. Go to work. Let's go. And that's exactly where we are. And that's where we remain laser focused.
That's awesome. So when it comes to SVK crypto, are there certain projects or companies that you're looking to invest in? Is there an industry where you guys feel like you have some kind of an expertise?
Absolutely. Our focus at the minute would be social media, data ownership, data control, different technology platforms, supply chains, logistics, gaming's definitely a big sector. These are things that we're focused on. We're inundated with projects. I know all the other EOS VC arms are as well. So these are things that we're really excited about, that we really believe here at SVK Crypto can be benefited with the EOS protocol.
So what's your process for vetting projects? You mentioned you're getting inundated with I guess, requests to speak with you. So how do you vet these projects? And once you do vet them, what's the next step for a project looking to get some initial seed funding?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's definitely a challenge that we face on a day-to-day basis. And I mean a challenge because we're out every day doing meetings. We're out every evening at meetups. We tend to get inbound flow from Twitter, WhatsApp,
Telegram,
people pitching me on the street, emails. In fact, just last week, we had someone knock on our door and come in and pitch us, literally walk right onto our floor and pitch us. Like, it's becoming a little bit ridiculous, but we love it. And we really realize that without the option and deal flow, you know, we wouldn't have anything. So we really respect and we really want to help projects, irrespective of who they know or where they're at. You know, if a good project is a good project, we certainly want to be in there. So what we have done is we've set up an initial screening process. That screening process is part of Google Docs. And if any of your listeners are out there are interested, if they can send myself or Charles an email and we can post all the links after this conversation, we can get them to fill out the initial form. Once the initial form is filled out, we look at it internally and we rate the project on numerous different points, and then we can take it to a screening two or to a screening three. But we have started that process, and we have a lot of deal flow, so if people bear with us, we will definitely come back. And as I said, please feel free to reach out. Apart from that, we have lots of other different social medias and platforms, but maybe we can get onto that in a little bit. But we do have a process in doing it.
So are you guys looking, so with your fund being $50 million, there's obviously the big one with Galaxy Digital. They invested, I believe, $30 million?
$325 million, but $30 million into Everpedia. Yeah.
So that's a pretty big sum of money, and that'd be more than half of your Cryptagon EOS fund. So what are you trying to give a little bit to a lot of projects, or maybe pick one staple project that you want to fund a lot and then maybe build some smaller ones around it? What's your strategy with distribution of funds?
Yeah, actually, sometimes smaller is better. You don't often hear that very much, guys, but in this case, I think it is. Certainly for SVK Crypto, you know, we don't have the same profile as Mike Novogratz and Galaxy Digital, and they've done just an amazing job in everything that they execute. We've got nothing but respect for those guys. I think with SVK Crypto, we're able to go into the trenches. You know, we're able to get right into the weeds. And like, this is why I was talking about devs still at university. We've got the ability to deploy capital in very small cases, in very small capital allocations, depending upon the project. And for us, I probably think when we look at that $50 million, the ideal amount of projects might be between 20 and 30. So that's looking at a kind of $1 million, $1.3 million, depending upon what size. However, we've had lots of discussions with projects looking for about 250,000, but also it gives us the ability maybe to move that up to between 1 and 5 million if we really found something like an Everpedia. But I think really we're looking to have a smaller ticket size and have more capital allocation into more projects. And I think actually that's a pretty good way to go because it gives you more dispersion within the allocation of capital. And also, you know, a lot of projects don't need $30 million from one person. A lot of projects that need more than just money. And I think that's what we really offer. It's not just here's a check, go do. It's here's a check, but how can we actually help you? How can we make introductions? You know, how can we put you into the SVK crypto community? Our Telegram has over 1,000 people in it. I know you gentlemen are in it and I really appreciate you joining. Thank you so much. We love all our members. We also have a Twitter feed, which goes out, SVK_crypto. We have a podcast just like you guys that we do. In fact, we're fastly approaching our 200th show. We don't do it monthly or weekly. We do it every day. It's how we connect to our community. Oh, wow. It's called 15 Minutes of Crypto Fame. And we deliver it, guys, each and every day. It doesn't matter where we are in the world. We get it done. So I think when you look at the combination of the events that we put on in London, I think we do now the largest events, crypto events in London, is certainly one of the largest, and we do that monthly. And also we have an in-house videographer now creating and vlogging how we go about our business on a day-to-day basis. I think when you look at the value proposition of having a small capital allocation to a project, but now bringing in the strategic partnership and value of the community, I think really that's where our sweet spot is. And we all know where this market's going. The writing is on the wall. It's a screaming opportunity. And it's our job to take every moment of every day to make sure that we execute that and make sure that we work in partnership with the guys at Block One and find projects that are going to utilize and change the world on the EOSIO.
So are you strictly funding projects that will eventually hopefully give you some sort of ROI? Or you mentioned university several times. Are you also investing in community engagement, maybe forming partnerships with the university, and that's there's going to be a cost involved to that, putting on events, maybe working towards adding some curriculum? I know Dan's working on a curriculum for Virginia Tech. So what type of stuff are you guys doing outside of the traditional investment, or are you doing anything outside of traditional like equity or token investments?
Yeah, absolutely. Our focus here at SVK Crypto is on investments, but we also really believe in the community. And something that we figured is to get to the cool projects, you need good developers. So at SVK Crypto, we've started funding talented developers we really believe can execute, that have creative minds and that we believe can create cool content.
That's awesome. Just to add on to what Charles says, as we move into the universities, we're starting to realize that within a lot of the blockchain and cryptocurrency meetup groups that they're having, they do need help. They need help with structure. They need help with maybe marketing. They need help with speakers. And we actually are talking to two guys from, I think it's Imperial College London, which are looking to host a blockchain and cryptocurrency conference for the UK students. Of course, if they needed some funds for that, if they needed some type of sponsorship, by all means, we'll happily write a check for those guys, and we'll happily get involved. Like, It's about growing the space, and we do everything possible that we can do. We have no problem in doing that, because we realize it's going to guys that have the same type of passion for us. And these are the guys that are going to, take, these are the guys that are going to take the lead. These are the guys that are going to be there in 5, 10, 15 years. So we do whatever it takes to make sure that we get the job done, and we really love what we do.
That's awesome. I think the last question we want to ask just sort of relates to SVK Crypto in general. You know, you mentioned all these things you're doing with universities and with vetting new projects and getting pitched by people on the street. Do you guys have any sort of a timeline of when we can expect, you know, more news from SVK Crypto, when you're going to fund your first projects or anything like that?
Yeah, I think that's very much imminent. As we all know, when we look back, mainnet launch, I think, was the 14th of June. And it's funny, we were doing our daily podcast actually as mainnet was launched, and we had it recorded live on air. And then it was only a few days later when you released your show and we all listened to it here in the office that you guys were also doing your show when the mainnet was launched. So we thought we were the only ones, but we realized that, never underestimate the guys at ICO Alert, right? these guys know what's going on. So I think we are at those stages of having senior talks. I think it's important for us to deploy capital. We are pretty much ready to go, but it's deploying capital in the right way, and it's funding the right projects. And I think that when you look at the mainnet launch only just recently, this is a newborn baby. And I think that everything will happen that you guys have talked about on all your shows. We know what the future looks like, but it will take, you know, it'll take a little bit of time. And it's not just on the deploying capital side and going, you know, through our due diligence and analysis. I think a lot of the time as well, we've met some amazing projects, and they're equally interested on being educated on EOSIO. And I think Block One and the dev team over there have done an amazing job with you know, making themselves available to talk about their project, and certainly on a dev level. In fact, I don't know if you're aware of this, but last week we had a meetup in the City of London, like we do every month. We decided to call it When EOS Rules the World. And by the way, each and every month we pick a different theme. We just thought that it might be right to have When EOS Rules the World. And it was on a Tuesday evening, and I think we had probably between 200 to 300 people registered for it, and a lot of people were very interested about how we were going to view EOS and how we were going to look at, you know, some of the issues with regards to the issue with regards to the mainlet being frozen, and also with regards to the RAM and governance. And we had spent a lot of time, and we had some views on that internally. And on the Monday night, I was on my way home and my phone beeps, and it comes up Brendan Blummer. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. Brendan was like, hey, Shane, I see you're doing an event on tomorrow night in London. And I was like, yeah, and funny enough, we're going to talk about EOS. And he wrote back, great, I'm going to come down. I was like, okay, that's great. He goes, but don't announce it to anybody. So please just let's keep this on the down low. And I'm going to come in and just hang out at the back of the room and just kind of soak up the atmosphere and see what's going on. I was like, listen, I know you're really busy. And if you can find it in your schedule to drop in, I know that the guys here in the office and you know, the rest of our community would love that. He was like, yeah, listen, I'm going to make it happen. And I wrote back going, well, the last time you said you would get something done, you did. You're a man of your word. So let's go. And true enough, my phone beeped at about 7 o'clock, and he says, hi, it's Brendan. How's it going? It's going great. He's like, I'm going to be there in a half an hour. So I actually didn't tell anybody here in the office. I kept it totally quiet and private, like I was asked to do. And Brendan walked into the back, and no one spotted him. And he kind of came up by the side, and we had probably about 200 people, 250 that night. No one really spotted him. And Serge, I think, was talking at the time from Block One, head of business relationships. Yeah. And Serge was actually wrapping up. And Brendan came over to me and said, wow, this place is rocking. This is really good turnout. I really like what you guys are doing. I think I'll get up and answer some questions. I was like, really? Wasn't he? He said.
Yeah, I opened up to the Q&A of the room.
So anyway, I went out to our community, and I was like, okay, well, before we wrap it up, I've got a really special surprise guest. I've got Brendan Blummer, CEO of Block One and the creator of EOS. And he came out, he sat on a stool, and he just basically said, right, ask me anything. And wow. I thought that was really wonderful how he was putting him in a situation whereby he went for a half an hour, and he was able to answer everything in the most eloquently replied in responses at such granular detail. And yeah, it was amazing. And also really respect to our community. Every question that was asked, I was like, wow, that's a pretty smart question. I'm really glad you answered that. So yeah, I think that was really nice for Brendan to come down and be part of the community. And the feedback was amazing, guys.
Wow. That's awesome. Now, as we wrap here, we wanted to give you guys kind of an opportunity to, you know, pitch SVK Crypto, let people know where they can get in touch with you, or mention anything else that we didn't go over on the show. So is there anything else you'd like to mention to our audience today?
No, not really. Of course, I'm going to get my head of strategic partnerships, who is basically the best networker in town. He can take you through it. But listen, don't take too much of their time, right? These are busy guys. Let's wrap this up in 2 minutes. So Charles, Story, why don't you take the mic like you do each and every day and take them through it?
Yeah, let's go. So the best thing to do is go on to our website, which is www.svkcrypto.com. From there, you'll see our daily blog, which is posted. Our podcast, you can easily find that on iTunes. You can find that on the Android Play Store, which I believe is the one for podcasts, which is SVK Crypto, 15 minutes of crypto fame. You can type either or, you'll find that. Join our Telegram. That's really where you'll find myself, Shane, and the rest of the team. That's where our attention is on a day-to-day basis, which is SVK Space Crowd. Everyone is welcome to our community, to our gang. We advise everyone joins and adds lots to the conversations that are being had. YouTube, as Shane mentioned, we're putting up cool content every single day. We're super passionate about that, and we'd really love to hear everyone's views on what we're doing, and for everyone to like and leave a nice comment if you enjoyed the video as well. And that's www.youtube.com/SVK Crypto.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show. I know you guys are as busy as we are, if not more. So thank you all so much for your time, Charles and Shane from SVK Crypto. Maybe we'll have you on in a couple months after you announce your first projects and sort of talk through those and see where we are with EOS.
Well, Rob and Zach, listen, I would like to actually introduce you and bring you over to our crypto community. The next time that you find that you can get on an airplane and you can get to London, please let us know. We would love to host you guys. As I said, we've been on your podcast literally since day one, mm-hmm. and we've really, really found your tool with regards the ICO ratings really helpful. So thank you from all the guys in London. We really appreciate the hard work that you're doing. And also just to note that there is an EOS hackathon happening in London, which is setting up to be an absolute roadblock. It looks amazing. It's going to be 22nd and 23rd of September. So if you feel that you can try to get over this side of the pond, we'd love to host you guys. But really, thank you for everything that you guys do. We're big fans of the show. And by the way, we're also going to be posting everything that you do on our socials, all your EOS podcasts. And we've got nothing but respect and support for you guys. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. That's great. We appreciate that sincerely. Thank you guys. And for all the work you're doing for the EOS community as well. Thank you. This has been great.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, guys. Awesome.
Once again, I want to thank the guys at the Everything EOS podcast, Rob Finch and Zach Garth, for doing an amazing job. Thank you once again for having us on your show. And I can confirm that Rob did come over to London for the event. He actually spoke at our event, which was titled The Future of Blockchain, and delivered an excellent speech on why he believes the EOS IO protocol will be the future of blockchain. So I want to say a big thank you once again for coming all the way over to London. Sadly, he didn't get to stay for the hackathon due to a fever that he got last minute, so he had to fly back to the States. But listen, we will see Rob and Zach back in London. But I want to say everything was a success. The London Hackathon was a great success as well. And if you have any further questions on that, feel free to listen to my podcast the weekend after the hackathon. And I give my kind of speech and my view as a mentor, which I was lucky enough to be for the weekend, and how it really was and what really went down at the London Hackathon. So definitely check that podcast out as well. I want to thank you, the listener, for your time and attention. That's what we appreciate the most. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to leave a nice comment. Feel free to share it. Feel free to like it. and join our community. Telegram, SVK Crowd. You can follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And if you have a project or you want to get in hold of us, feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce. Thank you.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.